And I feel like it's go ahead and have a little preaching time here. Might be a help to you tonight. John 11. While you turn there, I want to read a verse over here. It has nothing to do with the, what I would preach on tonight. But this is just something that's been on my mind. He talked about in 1 Corinthians 12 about how that God had gifted the church. And this is what he said, but all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit divided to every man severally as he will. That God gives diversities of gifts by the same Spirit. So I think everybody in the body of Christ, in the local body of Christ here, amen, as God has gifted you, amen, then I think we need to use it.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
If you read that sometime, it just speaks about different things. The ministry is not limited to the preacher.
No. Amen. Right.
It's given to the body.
Yeah.
Amen. Some people's gifted to testify. God just gives them to testify. He gives them a special touch. Some people's gifted to pray. Amen. That's right. I mean, there's all kind of gifts God gives the church to use. Some people's gifted to play the instruments, sing, teach, preach. You know what I'm saying? So I think a local body, and I think, too, that we need to, can I say the Holy Spirit through us, we learn to develop young people. Into the work of God.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it goes. You know what? I mean, think about this. Joshua followed Moses. And when Moses died, he became God's man, and he was a servant of Moses, and then he became the leader. All through the Word. What were the disciples? They were followers of Christ. And after Jesus left, he said, in Acts 1, he said, and you shall receive power. The same power that raised up Christ from the dead dwells in you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's why, brother, that the church functions, thank God, by the body functioning. Amen. And so I just want to say that's been on my heart, and God help us tonight. Amen. I'm looking in John chapter number 11. Now, in this chapter here, it speaks about Lazarus. Lazarus was a friend of the Lord Jesus. He loved Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. Jesus loved them. And we know that he was at their house. He went to their house. And we know also too that one day Lazarus got sick. Jesus didn't go to where he was at in Bethany at that time. It wasn't that far away. We know that Jerusalem wasn't but 2 miles from Bethany, but the Lord did not attend to the sickness at the time he had it. And the disciples, Jesus said, "We'll go see him." He's taking a rest. He's resting in sleep. They didn't know that Jesus meant this sickness had brought death to Lazarus. And Jesus said that the sickness was for the glory of God. He was going to do something through the sickness and through the death of Lazarus that they had never seen before. That he was going to use, thank God, this man's death to show the power of God and God be glorified in it. And everything God does, he's to get glory for. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you this tonight. God does use us. But it's all to glorify God and edify the body. Everything God does is that purpose. Amen. And I'm going to tell you this tonight. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. God knows your need. He knew before it ever happened to Lazarus, amen, that what he was going to do and what was going to take place. But I'm telling you, we don't know, and we to live, thank God, in faith, believing him. But all this will pick up here. I'll start reading in verse 18. Now Bethany was nigh to Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off, and many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them, concerning concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. I was thinking about that this afternoon, that why would Martha, thank God, go and Mary not go, knowing that the Lord's coming into town? And I got to thinking about that. You know, Martha was a high energy. It looked like she was always serving. She hears the Lord's coming, she's running out to meet him. And Mary was the one that this set. She wouldn't be as ambitious, or one that ain't got maybe have anxiety. Amen. And I've got to go meet him. Here Mary sits back at the house. You remember in Luke 10, Martha serving, and Mary sitting at the feet of the Lord. And we find here, no doubt, Martha's the older sister, and Mary's the younger sister. And we find here that Martha, when she hears that the Lord's coming into town, then she goes to meet him. And we find here in verse 21, then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. Now, I won't say this. Amen. That's a good thought. But the fact of it is, he don't need to be there for him to be healed. He could have kept him from having any sickness. He could have kept him from dying. But the concept's right. Lord, if you're here, thank God, I know he's here in the Holy Ghost, in the presence of the Spirit of God. But in that day, we're talking about a bodily Christ. Thank God that was only in one place, even though he was God and knew all things. Amen. And so Martha hears, saying, Lord, if you'd have been here, I like it. Amen. Just take the if out. Because I'm telling you one thing, if the Lord wants to heal anybody, he will. And if he wants to raise anybody, he will. Thank God, you don't have to say if, Lord. Thank God, yes, Lord. Amen. And then it said, but I know, I like what she said, but I know that even now whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Thank God, she knew that he was in communion with the Father. And Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Thank God, he's going to rise. And Martha says unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus wasn't talking about the last day. My friend was looking to the future, but Jesus wasn't looking to the future. He was looking at the now. And Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Thank God, he said, I'm the right. Listen, that's present tense. When you say I am, that's what you are now. Amen. I am the resurrection. Thank God, he's not going to rise. I'm not looking at the resurrection at the last day. I'm looking at what I can do now for him. I'm looking at what I can do now. How much hell we serve a now God that can take care of things now. And that's what he is saying. I can do it now. Amen. Thank God, I know they're going to rise on the resurrection day. But I'm talking about what I can do for him now. Amen. Thank God, I like it. I tell you what I believe. You know what he's saying? This is what he's saying in a nutshell. He is saying, I'm the one who's going to get your brother out of the grave.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to do it now. Amen. I'm going to do it now.
Yeah.
I ain't waiting the last day. I'm going to do it now. Amen. I tell you, when he wants to do something, he'll do it now.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Now's the day of salvation. He said, I'm the resurrection. The real resurrection this same to me. He said, ain't God standing up again to raise the life. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Ain't God, Jesus is the one that brings us from death unto life. You can talk about a lot of things here about how that we were dead in sin and how he brought us out of death in the spiritual life. Amen. Jesus is the giver of life. He is life. No man has life apart from him. Thank God, friend. And I won't say this, and I don't want to preach a minute to you. Thank God on living the resurrected life. Jesus said we ought to live in the resurrected life. He said we ought to walk in newness of life. Thank God, we ought to walk in the power of the resurrection. That's the power of the Spirit. The power of God, the power of his word. Amen. Notice here in verse 26. And he said, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Amen. He said, I like what he said. He said in verse 25, he's talking about his brother. And he said, Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. And in verse 26, he, thank God, got broad with it and said, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Amen. He's talking about the brother in chapter 11, verse 25. And when he got to verse 26, he's talking about whosoever. Amen. Thank God he's got beyond Lazarus now. Yes, for whosoever will. Yes, the Gentile. Thank God is ever a sinner. Thank God to get saved. He's brought out of death. He's the one, thank God, that brings a man out of death. It's not Lazarus only. It's whosoever. Amen. That's right, thank God. Amen, buddy. I'm glad for that. Amen. Thank God. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. C.H. Spurgeon said, I'm going to preach a message on never separated from God.
Amen.
I like that, don't you? He never has separated from God. He said he never will die.
Right.
Amen. We never are going to die.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, what do you think about that now? You never are going to die. Oh, the flesh is going to come up. The flesh is going to go to the ground, but you ain't going to never die. Thank God the flesh is housed in the spirit and soul. But you're never going to die. Amen. That's what Jesus said. He said, you'll never die. Amen. We'll never die. We'll never be separated from Him. Thank God because of what He did. I'm telling you, we'll live on the resurrection side. Thank God we'll not live on the back side of Calvary. We'll live on the resurrection side of the tomb. Thank God where He rose again. And thank God has victory. Amen. I'm telling you, brethren. Thank God I'm saying that He's a telling her. I'm the resurrection. And I'm going to get Him out of the grave. Amen. That's right. Thank God. But He got down in that grave. I'm not going to go through all this. There's a lot of stuff here. He got down in the grave. He said, where have you laid Him? He said, over there in verse 35, said, Jesus wept. You ever wonder why He wept? I think He wept because He felt the pain of them people whom He loved. I think He felt their pain. I really do. That's why He can be touched with feeling our infirmity. Everything you go through, He can feel it. Boy, that's something, mate. Now, I'm going to tell you what. When Trevor fell and broke his arm, you know who felt it more? Mom and Daddy. That's right. That's right. That's right. You know why? That's the child. Amen. You know when you have pain and you have grief and you're going through heartache, you know who feels your pain? Your father. Amen. That's right. That's who does. He knows what you're going through. Boy, I tell you what, I could take out recess right now, thank God, and run this aisle. Amen. And oh, everything that I feel and everything I go through, whether it be pain in this body, whether it be grief in my soul, whether it be my friend, the attack on my mind, and all the stress, thank God it can come upon an individual. And I know, thank God, that everything I go through, and when I get down to pray to Him, amen, I say, Lord, am I going through this? And He can say, I know I've been through it, and I know what to do to help you in it, amen. Thank God for that. Amen. Hallelujah, thank God.
Sure.
We don't have to go through this life. My friend, thank God, bearing our burdens alone. He'll bear, thank God, He'll sustain us. And He'll give us grace. Thank God to go on. Amen.
Right.
Thank God for that, buddy. That means everything you've been through, He knows it.
Sure, it's right.
Amen. Every time you bow before me, you say, Lord, I'm going through some misery. I'm going through some hardship. Lord, I'm going through the battle. I'm going through doubts. I'm going through, thank God, my friend, He knows man's frail. He knows man's human. Amen. He knows how to help you. That's what the word succor means. He knows how to aid you. He knows how to be there for you. Thank God, He's a shoulder to lean on. He's an arm to hold you. He's an ear to hear you. He's an eye to watch you. Thank God, and He always is. He's there all the time. There's never a time He's not there. Even though He wasn't in Bethany when He died, He's still always there. Thank God, He's got His mind and heart on His own. He loved them to the end. Thank God, friend, I'm just telling you, He knows what you're going through. Amen. Thank God. Notice here, he said, therefore, Jesus, verse 38, therefore, again, groaning in himself, coming to the grave. It was a cave and a stone lay upon it. And Jesus said, take you away the stone. Yeah. This is the responsibility that he gave him people.
Yes, right.
He asks you to do what you can.
Yeah.
Yes, he don't ask you to do what you can't.
Right.
You can't get him out of the grave.
Right.
But you can remove the stone.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. That's why he said, just remove the stone. Get it out of the way. Get the stone out of the way. Thank God I'll do the rest. You just get the stone out of the way. Well, you say, could he have got him through the stone if he'd have wanted to? But he could have come out of his own grave.
Oh yeah.
Through the stone, but the stone had been moved. That's right. Amen, son. Amen. You say, well, that ain't logical. Well, it's spiritual. Amen. It's faith. I'm preaching a book that's supernatural.
Yeah.
I'm not preaching something that you can figure out. I'm preaching something he said.
Yeah.
Amen. When you try to figure him out, you won't. Amen. How the light come, he spake, and it was done.
Sure.
How'd all the creation come? He commanded it, stood fast.
Amen. That's right.
You don't have to figure it out. Thank God, nothing wrong with studying it out.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you what, say, anything gets you to cause you to doubt the word of God, and what the message is in it. And I'm going to tell you one thing. You better hear what I'm about to say. The Word of God is infallible and inerrant, but the message is where the power is.
Yeah.
Amen. Right. Thy Word have I had in my heart, and might not sin against God. But the whole thing is, that's Word's giving you a message.
Yeah.
What if I just wrote, I mean, every verse has got a message in it.
Sure does.
But you can put words one after another and have no message. You don't know what they're saying. If I write a letter to my wife, I want her to understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What's the power of it? The message. The message. The message is what the power is. The Word, thank God, is inerrant. And when we put the Word together and give the message of what the Word says, thank God it comes. That's where faith comes, because you believe the message. Amen. The message is where the power is. And Jesus, thank God, is the messenger and the message. And thank God, the one we got to believe in, and I like it. Thank God, he said, he that believeth in me.
Yeah.
Well, I thought about that today. It's just beyond my comprehension. Believeth in me. I thought, who do you believe in?
Yeah.
Well, you can't, when I'm talking about this, you can't just believe in a man. He can't perform this.
Right.
Man can't perform what this needs to be done.
That's right.
Amen. It's got to be somebody you believe in that can get him out of the grave. And I'm telling you, there ain't but one get him out of the grave. And it ain't no man. It's the God man. But it ain't no sinful man. It's the God man. And you got to believe in him. Who do you believe?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I'll tell you what you say. You say, preacher, I believe what's preaching. Well, you believe what I'm preaching because you got it before you and you know the Holy Spirit's in it.
Yep.
He's testifying of the truth.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
But what's it mean? It means I believe what he said. What's it mean about Abraham that believed God and counted him for righteousness? Abraham believed God and it was counted unto him for righteousness. What's that mean? What did Abraham believe?
Yeah.
He believed the promise.
That's exactly right.
Son, when you heard the Word of God, you believed what God told you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Right. Jesus is telling Martha, if you'll believe in me, what I said to you, thank God, and you believe in me, thank God, as the only Lord, and the only power, and the only God, and believe in me to do what I'm telling you, thank God, you'll never die.
Amen.
Amen.
It's impossible for me to die because I believe.
That's right.
It's already in me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Amen. Notice what he said here. He said, take away the stone, Martha, the sister, him that was dead, saith to him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he'd been dead 4 days. He wasn't in there half dead, he was dead. And he said, in other words, he said, that's a decomposed body. That old flesh is corruption, it's going to stink. You know, when he come out, they didn't say nothing about him stinking. Amen. I tell a lot of people look at us when we're sinners and say, boy, them people stink. They got saved and God changed them. They never can say that again. Amen. Because we don't have corruption on the inside. We got an incorruptible seed. Thank God the power of God in. I'm telling that friend. Amen. Thank God when Jesus resurrected him. Amen. He had been in there 4 days. Four. He got to that place, and this is what he said. He said with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Verse number 43. Lazarus, come forth. Brother Keith, I got to thinking, you know what I put beside that verse? Speak the word only.
There you go, brother. That's what
he
did.
Just speak the word, Lord. Lazarus! Come forth!
That's right.
There he comes. One writer said he floated right in the front of Jesus, and he said, all right, boys, take the grave clothes off. That's right. Loose him, let him go. What a miracle, God! I'm telling you, friend, when a man gets saved, thank God, he's delivered from death, he's delivered, my friend, from damnation, he's delivered from darkness, and he's made alive in Christ, all because God called him out, amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Right.
I want to mention three things. What is the resurrected life to me? Number one is Christ in me. He said, I am crucified with Christ. And the life that I now live in the flesh. He said, and Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Christ liveth in me. He could not live in you if he had not rose. There's no way a dead God could live in a dead sinner. He lives in me. Could you grip that tonight and think in your mind that when Jesus rose again, thank God you rose with him unto life. Amen. He gave my friend life. He lives in you. I've got to thinking about the day, and it's got big in my heart to actually think that God in the Spirit lives in me. The resurrected Christ lives in me. He lives in my body. He lives in my temple. He lives in my inner man. In me's the Holy Ghost. He lives in me. It's the resurrected life. Amen. Christ lives in you tonight. Amen. Lazarus lives. That's what they could say. He's living. You ever thought about how he looked when he got them grave clothes off? Amen. Wonder what he thought. Well, if he even did think, all he heard a voice was say, Lazarus, and he was quickened and made alive inside the tomb. And he came out to show what, thank God, was called out, come forth. Come forth! The resurrected life. He lives in you. Oh, I'm telling you, that's just so true. I know it's so simple, but it's so true that if everybody's ever been saved by the grace of God, he takes a boat up in you, amen. Thank God.
Right.
Buddy, I'm telling you, I wanted to quit sinning and I could not. I wanted to get saved and I could not save myself. I had to have a great power of God to come into where I'm at and live in me. Take up his abode in me. I'm telling you, he lives in me in the resurrection power.
Yeah.
Then don't say this, he lives in me, he lives through me.
Right.
He lives through me. He lives through me.
Yeah.
He'd only live in me. The conquer sin, he lives through me.
Right.
To manifest himself.
Yes.
Give me what I say here, right here. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. Christ manifests himself through you.
That's right.
Now, God helped you preach up at that camp meeting. I was only there for the first service. God helped you. You know what he's doing? He was manifesting himself through
right.
you.
That's right.
What's God do through a preacher? He's trying to, thank God, and he don't try, but he's manifesting his word through preaching. He's making known his word through preaching. He manifests himself through his people. That's got him in them. Thank God, that's living the resurrected life that God lives through you. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank God, that's right. He lives in me. He lives through me.
Yeah.
As he is, so are we in this world. You know what they ought to say? They ought to say, that's one of his. That's one of his.
Yes.
That's one of his.
Yes.
That's one of his. That's what they ought to say. Amen. Why? Because he lives through us.
Yes.
He lives through us. He lives in us. He lives through us. Now I'm going to tell you this. He can't live. He won't live through you until you submit to him.
Right.
For many are led by the Spirit of God. They're the sons of God. Wouldn't it be good for every one of us every day to get up and say, Lord, I know you're in me. And I want you to live through me. I want you to live through me. I'll tell you one thing. If you ever get a hold of that, you can live in a resurrected plane. Amen?
Yeah.
You don't have to live struggling. You can live in a resurrected life. Victory over sin. Victory over death. It's victory. The resurrected life's victory. It's victory. He lives in me. He lives through me. Last one's this one. He lives for me. He lives for me.
That's right.
What I can't do, he does for me.
That's right.
He's not a co-pilot. He is the pilot. For what I could not do, he does.
Yes, he does.
Now I want to say this. What God's told us in that book, and we can do, we ought to do. But you can do nothing without him.
Right.
He lives in me, he lives through me, and he lives for me, that he might get glory and accomplish his will through me and for me. Boy, I'll tell you one thing, buddy. If you ever get a hold of who's living in you and you see who you are in the Lord Jesus, you're his child. This is what he said. He said, I saved Danny. I called Danny, and I'm going to use Danny.
That's right.
And it really ain't Danny.
That's exactly right.
It's me in Danny. It's me through Danny, and it's me for Danny. Thank God that's my fourth time. That means I don't have to do it. I live in the power of his resurrection. I live in the power of God. I don't have to try to live for God. He lives through me tonight. Amen. Lazarus come out under the power of God. He wasn't in his own strength. This isn't what I believe the resurrected life is. The resurrected life is living in the power of the Holy Spirit. And who raised Jesus from the dead? The Holy Ghost. He said the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. I know he raised himself, and I know the Father had it, had his, thank God, his will in it. But the whole thing is, thank God, you've been resurrected.
Yeah.
That means that we ought to live like him.
Amen.
Resurrected Christ. Resurrected Christ. He said, I am the resurrection. He resurrected you.
Yeah.
Can I tell you this? It's more than a belief. It's more than that. You could say, I believe in Christ. Well, that's good. But I only believe in Christ. I believe in what Christ has done for me and what he wants to do through me.
Yeah.
There's no, listen to what I'm telling you. There's nobody in this church that's been saved ought to live in defeat. Amen. You've been resurrected. Under newness of life. To walk in the power of the resurrection. To enjoy the blessing of God. That means this, brother. I got confidence in you and the Lord. That means if somebody needs prayer, I believe you can get a hold of them. God put them. You know why? Resurrection power. That's right. That's just the way it is. I mean, God use you. You ladies, I mean, you got as much access to God in prayer as I do. That's right. If you saved, you got as much access. You boys, if you saved, you got as much access to God as I do.
Right.
Did you pray with that woman over there that night?
Yes, sir.
That's exhibiting manifested power and resurrection power. That's what that's doing. It ain't going through the routine of the Baptist church. Thinking the preacher does everything and you know he's the Pope. I'm a pastor. That God ordained to be in a church for the local assembly. I'm preaching to you and I'm trying to lead the flock, but I'm telling you what, we're all individual priests and believers in Christ, and every one of you's got access, thank God, to get a hold of God on behalf of somebody else.
Right. Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Right.
Huh. Now I don't have a problem. Anybody call me to pray, I'll pray. And I believe God, I've been studying this thing and I've been praying to God, and I'm seeing things in my life that God, I'm finding that God wants me to do.
Yeah.
And I don't care what man thinks about it neither, really. You start doing the will of God, you'll have people saying, well, what's they doing that for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you one thing. There's resurrection power that lives above the norm.
Right.
Of what a Christian lives most of the time on this earth.
Oh, yes.
And there's power in it.
Absolutely.
Brother Hip got up and talked Sunday school Sunday morning. He had a little quick message he said. But I'm going to tell you one thing about it. I felt the resurrection in it.
Yeah.
I felt the power in it.
Yeah.
When he was up there reading that scripture Sunday morning, he read a lot of scripture.
Yeah.
And man, the more he read, the more it got into my heart. You know why? Resurrection power.
Yeah.
This is not a dead man reading this.
No.
Right.
This is not a dead. This is not a dead man, Brother Todd, saying this.
That's right.
You got it, brother. Amen. You got it. You can testify, and God will help you. There's not a dead man saying that. Ain't nobody can say that unless they've been resurrected.
Right. Thank God for that.
Ain't no man can pray unless they've been resurrected.
Right.
You've been resurrected.
Yeah.
You got power in you.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
Use it for the glory of God.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. Knowledge. You got knowledge. And boys told me, said, Brother Joe up here, he comes up here, I learn stuff from him all the time. You know why? Resurrection.
Betcha.
That's right.
It's not me.
Thank God he called you out of the grave one day.
Amen.
Put resurrection in you.
Amen.
Amen. You're a good encourager.
Amen.
God's blessed you with encouraging people.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. You know why? Resurrection.
Right.
God resurrected you. He gave you a power in you. Thank God. That's what we're talking about, all fitting together.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right, buddy.
Yeah.
In you, through you, for you.
Amen.
Right.
He lives it for me. Amen. And God says, I don't want you. He's a boss. Ain't it amazing in your life sometimes you're doing something and you think you're going this way and God says, no, this is the way. And it runs you right into it. And then God uses you to be a blessing. Amen. Thank God. Listen to what Jesus prayed out there by the tomb. He said, he prayed that prayer not. He knew what God was going to do. He said that these by me might see it and believe. That's what he said. Why do you think God does things to you that others might see it and believe?
Sure. That's right.
That's what Jesus said. I want these others to see it and believe. And when they saw the man come from the tomb, thank God they believed. That crowd went back and said, listen, the crowd went back and said, they said, this man has resurrected a man. He's done miracles and we can't deny it. But what are we going to do?
Yeah.
They wanted to kill him because they was unbelievers. Amen. That's right. Thank God, living the resurrected life.
Yeah.
Amen. Let's stand. I appreciate hearing the Word of God.